That's the mayor's job.
Mayfield Town Planning Commission meeting Wednesday, November 6, 2024, 6:30 p.m.
Hey, who's conducting this thing? Who's there?
Well, any of the members here are welcome to conduct.
Ross, go for it. This is right up your alley.
Jump right into the agenda. Let's get this over.
Let's go. Okay.
Mayor, you usually welcome us to do all those things, don't you?
Yeah, we're grateful to have you all here.
All right, welcome. Are we doing Pledge of Allegiance or Invocation?
Yeah. We didn't do that for this meeting.
No. So I do have two items not on the agenda I need to talk about after you get your agenda item.
Okay, so then let's skip down to number one where it says discussion and action items with discussion and possible approval of Carl and Sue Ann Stevens lot line adjustment request at 842 North 140 West. Looking at the documents we have here, it looks like Patsy Graves is looking to deed some land over to Carl and Sue Ann Stevens. Both parties are in agreement. They've worked with Sunrise Engineering.
Yeah.
They've filled out the application. They've followed all the protocols as far as that. Everything's in writing. I mean, letters from both parties stating that they're good with the lot change. The only discussion we had was if there was any utilities or reasons why this wouldn't work, but we can't see any or know of any. But after reading both letters, it looks like it's a win-win for both parties.
What? Just to give you an idea, this angle was just a separate dimension off this curvature on Patsy's lot.
Yeah.
If you got that. But I think they just, when they spotted the fence, they just mistakenly,
here's a big one, Mayor.
Patsy's description came over all the way to this point here, but the one dimension was a curvature, and then the other one was a straight dimension, and that was her original line. And so basically, that's what her and, what's her husband's name?
Keith.
Keith Graves.
They built this fence based on what they got from the estates as their corner. And then their property actually goes to here. And she says, I don't want to move the fence. I'll just give you the property. So it's a transaction. And one thing I want to make sure is that this remaining lot that Patsy has is 0.48 acres, which is 20,908 square feet, which is bigger than our minimum. So
we're covered.
To me, it's just a matter of convenience. Everything stays the same. So
yeah, it didn't throw her below the minimum lot size as far as we're concerned.
0.48 is after this.
After the adjustment, it's 0.48 acres.
Okay.
Which, if you multiply 0.48 times 43,560, it comes out to 20,908. I did that in my mind.
Pretty good with numbers.
No, I did that on a calculator.
But you remember it, and that's impressive.
Senior citizen calculator.
Mr. Stevens is working on the original Mylar to have it signed and notarized, and then we'll present the original Mylar to us for signatures.
Perfect.
We got a large version that they've got to get all of their signatures together before we want to sign it.
So in this meeting today, Mayor, are we looking for a motion to accept the quick claim deed from Patsy and Carl over the movement of that fence line, since it won't disrupt any of our ordinances or our lot deeds?
Yeah, I would make a motion that we approve the lot line adjustment between the two parties and just make a note that the resulting lot line change will not decrease, the smaller lot will not be less than the minimum.
Perfect.
And then you guys need to vote to.
One second.
Pardon?
One second.
Okay. But then you need to also motion to move that to the. Do we do that at the town council? Do we have to sign?
No.
Okay. Then you guys are the final say. Because what I didn't want to do is bypass you guys was just approving. I couldn't see anything wrong with it, but we felt like it was important.
It's just good business the way you did it. Yeah. All right, so with everything Mayor Anderson just talked about, pretend that I just said it, and I'll make that motion. Is there anybody that's looking to second that motion?
He seconded it.
He seconded. And let's vote on it. All members in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None. Perfect. Motion passed. We'll kick that forward, and then I think we had two more extra items that Amanda needed to bring.
Just looking for a motion to approve our minutes from October 29th.
Oh, the meeting we just had.
Yes.
And we had those minutes right there. Motion to approve the minutes of the Planning and Zoning Commission from October 29th.
I will second them.
Thank you. Do we have to vote on that? Those in favor of accepting the minutes from the October 29th Commission meeting, please vote now.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Unanimous.
Okay, then the next thing is the Hanson Planning Group got back to us with all their recommendations, and so you Planning Commission have to set a public hearing. So we need to look at your calendars and set a date for a public hearing. After your public hearing, it'll then go to the Town Council to approve the change for the ordinance.
And the public hearing is, we basically provide a copy of what we've brought up for, and we allow the public to come in and discuss, ask questions.
And that has to be posted for 10 days.
Okay.
So we're looking at least 10 days out.
All right, Amanda, you're the boss. You give us a date.
If I post it tomorrow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, we can go anytime the week of November 18. So whatever your schedules are like that week, that's the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay, just for me personally,
I'm not tied up on the 21st. In the evening.
Okay.
But I'm okay on the 20th, and I'm okay on the 19th.
I'm not even bringing my phone with me, so.
So we're not sure.
I'm okay.
I'll be out of town.
Okay.
Most of that week.
Okay.
What?
Is anyone opposed to the 25th?
I'm not opposed to
it. I think that's going to be better.
25th would work for me.
Unless I'll get work.
Okay, and that's a Monday.
Yeah, it's just one of those things.
I'm okay on the 25th.
Let's shoot the 25th.
Monday before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
So are we prepared to present this? I mean, we're just going to kind of roll with this?
Now, did you just get on the emails, there was quite a length that he went through our entire ordinance. It's like several hundred pages. And so that's what we're presenting. And just the
so
red.
In a nutshell, we're presenting what the other surrounding are doing. We're
following the state mandates.
Then I don't need to read too hard.
Correct.
You don't need to read too hard. We're basically just following everything the county's already
that's
done for
okay.
us.
The one thing I was impressed with, Amanda printed me the changes on it. Two-sided, and it's that thick. But basically what he did was that is you can find one of the
that's our red light copy.
This one is the black in that is our original code. The red is what he would like to change it to. Most of it is just a lot of our old code, it says Mayfield City. Mm-hmm. And legally it has to say Mayfield Town. That's kind of a clarification. But there's a lot of the process of doing the subdivision is in there, but also he went through all of the things that we have for like supplementary conditions or that, and he's made notes on all of those with added definitions that we ought to have. And
basically, we can just follow his notes.
You're right. We can follow down now. Amanda, like I say, she printed this in fairly small print. On two pages to a sheet, And so, we can, if you'd like a copy, we can print you a copy.
If I've got an online version, I'll be good.
Okay. And I would I'll have the projector up for the public hearing if we need to display it for the public. What time do you all feel best for the public to have a public hearing? Earlier, later?
And that is...
I'm toying with...
It's chapter 18. And I think that's the only one you guys have got, is that chapter 18.
How in depth are the town people's going to look at this?
So our
probably an earlier meeting just to be safe.
Okay, we want to go 6?
6.
Okay.
What I did is I started just going through and reading what they did, what we used to have, and just made some notes that what they were adding, and then read that, and then I'm just going to check off that what they've got is okay with me.
The nice thing, Ross, is mayor basically runs this meeting. We just support him. He's really itemized and detailed. But that's what we did on the last one, other than I got called big government, and I was like... It's true.
But if there's things there that you have a question on, or there's certain things that we can't do, that's basically just the process of approving the subdivision. That part we don't have any control. Real discretion on. And we have two options, and we selected the option where it gives the Planning Commission the first shot at looking at the subdivision plan. We'll give them a checklist, and then they come back with their design. And if they don't have the checklist all done to the satisfaction, we send it back to them. And that way, then after that, after you guys have put your input into it, then it goes to this land use administrative authority that we've got to set up that we'll go through. And he'll basically just, if they've complied with everything on our building standards, then we just sign off and go with it. So
that was your second position? The land use authority person?
He's got all kinds of positions.
I got my hands in too many pots, and I'm trying to extract a little bit.
Well, remember, you're on the clock with the wife, so.
Yeah, that one's a pot that you don't want.
But I'd just like to get this squared around. Because my term ends a year from this December.
4 more years. I've been chanting out here.
You heard that chant?
4 more years. And I'm not locking you up, so you're good.
I have a firm belief that every town has a lot of good people.
There's your next mayor right there. As soon as you're done, 4 more years, Ross will be ready.
You quit trying to nominate me for things.
Look, whoever, I'm looking for a second over there, Jim.
You know, when I went down to Cannonville, for the only church I went to a dedication on, they had a list of town names, and there was 3 or 4 family names in there. They just kind of went, it's your turn.
You're right, Ross. It is you, I guess.
So, I think there's a guy with a road grader in his front yard that wants that position.
Oh.
So, you know, so the other thing is, John was moved into town, okay? And I'm a native guy, so the next guy has got to be a move-in. That way we alternate your turn and my turn.
Oh. 80-year-old.
Is that handicapped?
Now's the time, Mayor. You can pretty much say anything you want from here on out.
Motion to adjourn
the meeting.
I'll second that.
Seconded by Ross. All in favor?
Aye.
I can vote on that. Let's go.
You did it, Mayor.